Tiger, I'm Scuds. Welcome to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. I believe me time session is having self-care activities when you're alone. What do you do when you're alone? You don't have to beat yourself up. Your journey to being yourself makes you more compassionate and more understanding how love and life is important because you made yourself important. This episode is called Me Time Room. Let's begin. So to begin, my top 5 me time rooms, Tiger, are 1, bedroom, 2, kitchen, 3, museum, library, park, and 5, small. So Tigers, I know I said bedroom, and you're probably asking, bedroom, you say, huh? But Tigers, you're also wondering how come there's museums, parks, and malls now. So what's the difference between my favorite me time rooms? Can you guess? Nothing. Nothing and nothing. The so odd answer is nothing is different. Definitely you could say location, right? But Scuds, what about it? Like, why should I care? It's not the room that makes the place special, but because that's your favorite. I like to hint at when I also said my favorite me time rooms. So when I said my favorite, not only is it about talking about me personally and having personal reasons, because, you know, we can talk for that for hours, but for you, your me time rooms also talks about your mental state of mind, of physically experiencing things around you because you are aware of your core values and interests and sharing things that fulfill your life. Have you ever noticed that when you want to scream at the top of your lungs or check out the movies, you know, like those dramatic movies, like they want to run away. And where do they run away? You know, these are actually having an idea that you're running away to the places where you can have clarity of thoughts. So I know some people really like they go hiking or they just drive their car and they just travel to eat on top of the mountain just to have clarity of what they actually want in their life. And note, when I was a student nurse, we had to take away harmful objects like needles, pencils, knives, and anything sharp if we knew the psychological state of the patient is not getting good. You know, Tiger, if you know someone who is smoking, drinking, having an addiction, or their clarity of thought is bad, we're not saying to correct them right away, but be compassionate to keep them safe from any harm and avoid matters from getting worse by being compassionate towards them and having a loving tone that you can tell them you want them to be safe when you are around them, that it is safe to talk to you. I'm just sharing, Tiger. I'm just sharing. And note, in your me time room, make it safe for you and the people around you. Think like a childlike person. You place objects properly, either in the kitchen or workroom. And you know, you keep thinking that these things' purpose is for your interest and it's there to keep you safe. So what does that mean? Whatever you want to do, be aware that you wanted that. And it may be tough. It may be an addiction or it really may be hard to stop. But I hope you're not trying to change for the likes or for approval from others, but it's because it's speaking about your me time place. So take note. Make your me time room safe. for everyone and not just go isolation mode. Because Tiger, we all want you to be safe and compassionate to yourself. From me to you, I just want to thank you, Tiger, because you are giving yourself a safe space to relax and to reason with yourself that you can be a good person too. Now, I'd like to hint at three things for this episode. And one is my nursing practice that in the environmental theory, be brave, Tiger. Oh gosh, there's science. Oh no, there's science. Yes, there's science. And number two, there's a summary of psychological studies that helps you to encounter what happens in your me time room. And then third, link to the core values test that this show will be using in this episode. But again, it's just an invitation. We're not licensed psychologists, but as educators, it's important to give awareness that there are free resources out there other people are also giving to you for your mental health and self-care and really improving your relationships because you start first with yourself. Now, to begin, it's the environmental theory. The mother of modern nursing is Florence Nightingale. And hear me out. What made nurses a respectable profession now is that she introduced the environmental theory. And the environmental theory of nursing, hear me out, Tiger. This was the first nursing note that discussed it wasn't about the relationship between patient and nurse. It's really about being able to adapt to the patient's environment. Meaning to say, Tiger, it's not me and you having a bond-to-bond gathering. It wasn't about your health only to be well or, you know, just to be okay, but health wherein we use all the power we have to get comfortable and improve conditions so it doesn't happen again. One thing we got to really learn from COVID-19 and many more diseases, it really starts from a place because nobody cared to clean. It means if you feel something bad already from things around you, take the first step to take care of yourself and know what you have to do to take care of your health. It's important that you also have education. You need a good room to breathe. So, Tiger, to test if your me time room is a good place right now, let's inhale through the nose. Inhale through the nose. One, two, three. Hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now exhale through the mouth. One, two, and three. See? If you could breathe well, there's no stinky smell around you, no sharp objects available right now. And no, not just because you're guessing, but if you really are aware of what's in your space, then you have a good environment that you need to maintain and keep tidying. Have you ever heard tidy room means tidy mind? Research studies by Dr. Darby Saxby from University of California, Los Angeles, and by Dr. Lindsey Graham from the University of Texas prove how homes, but, you know, I just really like to emphasize, not just your home, but your me time room really, are not just a chic thing to talk about, but shapes your daily experiences, especially restoration, kinship, storage, stimulation, intimacy, and productivity. If you have heard Marie Kondo in the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, or saw Netflix specials about getting organized, maybe you know something about minimalism too, or having joy by having less stuff. Me time room isn't far away from their ideology. The links to the research and people's influence shows that it's really about knowing what you value in your life means you also have time. And this connects that in your me time rooms, you actually get to do whatever you want to do, but you probably thought you can only do whatever you wanted to do in your bedroom, right? Maybe. Part of your me time room now travels with us, especially since we're getting more techy and more virtual right now, and everyone around us has to be aware of their online presence in social media. So, if your me time room means you need to hibernate and get away from social media, that also is a good modifier for your mental state as well. I know, Tiger. Some of you out there are just saying, you know, I can just wait for someone else to clean up. I don't have to worry about cortisol, you know. I can just pay someone, or I don't feel like it scuds. I just don't want to because I'm just really lazy. Well, we're not talking about laziness anymore, Tiger. What? You're probably saying that. What? But being conscientious. Further study shows rather tidying an entire day's work, but really starting to reduce clutter before you even start working. Like, you can just organize your pen and you can organize already what your tasks are, knowing what those are, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you start a 5-minute preparation to planning your day and preparing your materials, it's already a good mental exercise to start being conscientious. Conscientious is about being good in one's duty. You being consistent and lessen the mental pain from thinking tasks are difficult when you already started 5 minutes of preparing your materials. So take, for example, when we're talking about conscientious, right? You want to work out. So telling yourself to work out really may not do anything. But if you already have the sneakers, time is starting, and someone is accountable to know how many steps you took today, you're more likely to do it because your materials are already ready for you. So I know we just scratched the surface of those research studies, but I'd like to hint one more thing. Are you ready to tidy your me time room? Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So Odd with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every Wednesday, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode. Let's go to the last topic from this episode, core values. So I know, Tiger, it takes a long time to actually get out and clean, but it's really essential because now it affects your health, especially your mental health and the way you're able to be productive and doing things around you. Now, when we're talking about core values here, Dr. John D. Martini shares, if you have a core value, you don't need to be reminded on what to do and why you should do it. And he asked one of the most fundamental questions in your me time room. What do you feel inside your primary home or office? Whatever you put or essential items in your me time room, not just bedroom, I mean, also speaks about the gears you bring that represents your core value. Do you have a sketchbook or journal with you? Then you may be creative. You always like to talk about stories and connecting things like your experiences to something random. You probably love teaching or wisdom by learning to do things on your own. How about if you go to parks, museums, and joining art competitions? It speaks about your work ethic to also collaborate and be with other creatives. I'm just talking about my favorite me time rooms now. Because if I really was randomly wandering new places, seeing the view, I can really sketch and talk for hours really about anything to SpongeBob SquarePants to deep astronomy. Ho 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 ho. So Tiger, you may have a planner with you, a hobby you like to do. But if you think about your core values, this is not about what you earn. Your core values are what you keep. It's meaningful to you, and so is communicating that in your quality of relationships, because those materials are usually always going to be found when you are in your me time rooms. It's nothing to be ashamed of, because you are being true to yourself, and knowing what is most important in your life are already things you have. So before Me Time Room begins in the bonus episode, we would like to know, Tiger, that this bonus Me Time session is a 5 minute or even more if you'd like, and it's about observing, walking, and cleaning activity. So you may not like it, but if I told you these are stuff you usually do when you're awake, you probably will have more energy now to do it because it's easy for you. We'll guide you through preparing to know your core values in your me time room. Note, when was the last time you shared with loved ones your favorite items? A week? Last year? Maybe it's been a few times and you're still ashamed about yourself. And guess what? You can find inspiration no matter where you are. Again, Tiger, you may be nothing like me, as we stated in the So Odd Session episode, but the Me Time Room is also an emotional expression for you to bond with other people. There's a Me Time activity in the next bonus episode. So remember, your me time room doesn't have to be so drastic that you need to redecorate, but you need to be honest because these are things you already have, not earned with drastic luxury. But in the long run, you already have these materials that you really would like to keep. Remember, you can do the bonus for your own me time session. But if this is where we part ways, thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This is your chance to roar your inner voice and be part of the show. Go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Your review will help the show and we'll read out your review every new episode. Join me next week, Wednesday, for another So Odd session. Amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger, thank you for listening and